Hello guys, and welcome back to another episode of the Taylor Lee podcast. I'm excited, as always. I swear I start every episode off like this, but I'm excited because today we are diving into a marketing conversation, a marketing strategy conversation. I love all things strategy. I love all things marketing, content, and really ensuring that the work that you're doing in the marketing in your business is actually working, because there is nothing worse than putting all of this time, energy, and effort into your marketing content, whether that's on TikTok, email marketing, your social media content on Instagram, your stories. There's no point putting in all of this time, energy, and effort if that it doesn't actually convert, right? I hate when people try and, when they hear those phrases, try and make it about like, all you're doing it for is like the sales and the money and all of these things. It's like, it's not that that's all that it's about, but it's a huge factor, right? The reason that I spend an hour a day creating content is for my business. It's a huge contributing factor to my business and being able to grow my business, right? If you're currently in a position where you're like, oh, I'm not actually doing any of the marketing things, I'm not really creating enough content, this is also going to be perfect for you, because you need to start taking your marketing and your content so much more seriously, and you need to start treating it like any other role and aspect in your business. I get, especially if you are just a one-man show, that it can feel like a lot. There's a lot of tasks for you to do in your business. I get that. But in order for you to get the results that you want, in order for you to impact the clients that you want to impact, for you to do the work that you want to do, you're only going to be able to reach them through marketing. So I'm really excited to dive into this episode. The theme for this is really about focusing on like the five main places that you're going wrong when it comes to creating content that's not converting. So if currently you're putting out this content and it's not converting, you're not seeing the results that you want, or maybe it is, but you know that you can actually do better, this is going to be the episode for you. So first things first, this is where so many people go wrong, is they don't know who their target market is. And this often happens because there is potentially a variety of people that they can work with. So you might be listening in and you might be like, I could work with this person and this person, I've got too many target markets. And then that all becomes too overwhelming. Or potentially you don't know how to understand who your target market is. You're like, okay, cool, I need to understand who I want to work with, but I don't know how. I don't know how to reverse engineer that. I'm going to help you. So you need to understand exactly who that you're marketing to for whatever offer it is that you're selling. So this might be a product, but I'm also going to speak to service providers. This might be a one-on-one service. You might be a social media manager, whether you're selling your social media management packages. This might be something that is more scalable. Potentially it's more passive, whether you have a program. So you might be a fitness coach and you might be selling a 12-week training program completely passively. Whatever industry you're in, if you're selling a service, an offer, for a service, you need to understand exactly who that you're marketing to. Way too often, I see it a lot with fitness coaching. It's like, women, that's my target market, women. For as long as you are speaking to everyone, you are speaking to no one. And I'm sure you've potentially experienced this before, where you've consumed marketing content. It might be an ad, it might be an Instagram post, might be a reel, it might be a TikTok. You might have just been on your For You page and you just see this random TikTok and you just feel like they are speaking to your motherfucking soul. That's because they have done the work to understand their target market, and their wording, their references that they're using, the problems that they're addressing is so intentional, because you are their target market, which is exactly why you're like, oh my gosh, give me more. Potentially you binge their content, you might subscribe to their email list, you might buy something from them, you might potentially have to see their content a few more times before that you actually buy, but it's because their content feels like it's actually speaking to your soul and you feel really, really seen and understood, right? So first things first, understanding your target market. What phrases and terms do they identify with? So what I mean by that is if that we are speaking to someone, for example, you're selling a fitness program, what phases and terms do they actually understand and identify with? So if that I'm speaking to someone that is advanced in their fitness journey, they're going to have very different language and terminology in comparison to someone that is beginner in their journey, right? If someone said to me, like 4 or 5 years ago, at the beginning of my like strength fitness journey, like progressive overload and, you know, a reverse split squat or an RDL, I would be like, what? Like, how am I reverse split squatting? Like, what? Right? It's really important that you understand where someone's at in their journey to be able to really uncover what terms and phrases they're using, because that's going to help you in your marketing content to be able to be in very intentional about using the correct language and terminology. If you're trying to attract advanced gym goers and then you're speaking to things that are like very beginner and you're not actually using those phrases, that's actually going to feel repelling for them, because they're like, oh, they're so early on, right? I've also not signed up to things because the person teaching feels like they have less knowledge than me, right? So that's actually going to repel your target market. Really, really important. The next one is, what language and terminology are they using? So it's basically the same thing, but getting really, really clear on certain words and phrases depending on their journey. And I'm also had this as a separate point because it's something I really see in the coaching industry in particular, especially in like business coaching. And I would say like mindset coaching too, where there's certain words and phrases like duality, and this is such an expansive conversation. If I was reading that on my phone like 4 years ago, again, I'd be like, expansive. Like, I probably like confuse it with expensive. I'd be like, what? Like, what's an expansive conversation? And it's actually valid, right? If that you are a new mindset coach and you're attracting people that are like very new into their personal development journey, they're not going to know what duality means. They're not going to know what an expansive conversation is. There's a lot of words and phrases and language that you're using that they're just like lost, right? And it's going to literally feel like you're speaking to your market, target market, in German or Chinese. Like they don't understand. The other day I was scrolling on my TikTok and I don't even know, I think it was like Spanish. A Spanish TikTok came up. Not sure how I got on that side of TikTok. I scroll, like I don't understand, right? There's no point of me even trying to watch and understand because I don't actually understand. And I know that sounds like such an exaggeration, but it's true. For your target market, if you feel so disconnected and out of touch to where that they're at, your content's not going to land for them. So the next one that I want you to really get clear on is, what does their day-to-day life look like? So if that you are working, maybe you're a social media manager and your target market is tradies, they're like established business owners that run trade businesses, as an example, their day-to-day life is actually going to look very different to someone that's potentially in like fashion and e-com, right? Even down to like the industries, right? And the type of person that they are. So what I mean by that is, if you don't actually understand what their day-to-day looks like, you cannot effectively market towards them, because you're going to actually be creating A, different types of marketing content, and B, your actual marketing copy is going to look different, right? So for me, I can use the trade industry as a perfect example. I can think of my dad. He owns a successful trade-based business and his day-to-day looks different to my day-to-day, right? And it looks different to someone that runs a fashion business's day-to-day. His interests are different, right? This is where we can start pulling on what actual phrases that you can use that's going to be relatable for your target market when you actually understand them. What are they getting up to? What are their problems? What things do they face? So I was actually having this conversation with my dad yesterday around social media. He's like, I don't care. He's like, I don't need the conversions from social media. I don't need to be like getting all of these sales from social media. The point for me with social media, my goal is to actually have brand presence. So if people search it up, there's actually some nice content there. But I don't want to touch it. I don't want to look at it. Like, you just whip up some content for me, right? Where you might have another social media manager that is working with someone where they want to be all over the content. The content is actually driving their sales, right? So it's really important that you understand the target market and what their goals would actually be, which I'm going to go into a little bit more. Then the next piece to this is, what content are they consuming? Again, if we just use that example, my dad's not on TikTok, right? But someone else is probably going to be on TikTok. My dad might be more likely to consume email marketing. He might be more likely to consume a podcast, right? Something that he can consume on the go. So it's really important that you understand what types of content they are consuming, so your marketing strategy can actually accommodate to that and you can effectively market to them. The next one, what references do they understand? And this ties into like the content that they're consuming from like a wide basis. So a perfect example, when the Taylor Swift toured, I swear all of like the content on my Instagram, my For You page, it was all about the Eras tour, right? I'm not even a Swiftie, and I was all up in that. I'm like, oh, what are people wearing? Like, it was like the content that I was consuming that I understood, right? And then even again with her new album release, again, I'm not even a Swiftie, but it's giving that. There was like all of these things right around like clues, and I have no idea what's going on, but I'm consuming it and I understand the references, right? So what pop culture references do your target market relate to? What conversations do they want to have? Some target markets are going to watch like a Get Ready With Me. They're going to be like watching you do your makeup and you talking through, you know, content. And then other people, they're like, that's like unprofessional. I don't want to watch that. Just like give me the value, right? This is why understanding your target market is so important. And it's not about what you like consuming. It's not about what you like creating. It's about being very intentional and strategic about what your actual target market enjoys consuming. These next 2 points I'm going to expand on a little bit further, so bear with me. But firstly, what problems and challenges are your target market facing? This is really going to tie back in well for what their day looks like. So living their day to day, what problems are they met with? What challenges are they met with? So for me, my target market might be met with the challenge of they wake up and then they are just looking at this fucking huge to-do list and they have no idea what to do with it. And they get analysis paralysis and they're like, nope, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't know how to execute this. It all feels really overwhelming because they don't actually have that structure and strategy there to be able to work really productively and effectively. Or maybe when it comes to content creation, they're sitting in front of their laptop and they want to bang their head against a wall. They have no idea what to post, no idea how to create. They are scrolling on Instagram for inspiration. They're saving posts. They feel like they're replicating posts. They don't know how to actually create authentically, create their own unique content. And then it feels like when that they do put it out, it just doesn't really get good engagement. It doesn't land for their audience. And then it feels pointless. And then the cycle just like repeats. And they feel like they're doing it from a space of obligation versus like, I'm so excited to do this because I'm following a social media strategy, right? So get really clear on what problems and challenges that your target market are facing on a day-to-day basis. And then also with that, look at their desired outcomes. So where do they actually want to be, right? So what's the desired outcome for my target market? It comes to content creation. They actually have a structure, A, in their routine. They know that on Mondays or every morning, they create content for the day. And then they know exactly what they're creating for. So maybe they're selling a particular offer. Maybe they're really highlighting something for their brand. They have clarity in their target market, how to exactly create content for their target market. They can actually create within like 30 minutes, edit, scheduled, done. And it's not something that feels like it is weighing them down, where that they feel really lost and feel like they have so much to create, right? So what's the actual desired outcomes? Getting really clear on that, not just like something that's a broad statement of you're going to feel clarity. Get specific, right? As humans, emotions really, really sell us. So when it comes to marketing, we really want to evoke those emotions. Without knowing those desired outcomes or the challenges that they're facing, we actually can't evoke emotion. When you think to TV ads, I know something that always used to like be really familiar for me would be those like drink driving TV ads. Growing up, there were so many of those on the TV. I feel like just because I don't watch TV now, they probably exist, right? And it would be this like storytelling ad of, you know, potentially a dad and he was like driving home from the pub and then he crashed the car and then like the repercussions of that, of his kids crying and things like that. And it feels really morbid, right? But it evokes emotion where you're like, oh my gosh, watching it, right? So then the target market being someone like my dad for that particular ad, he's like, oh fuck, yeah, I am just calling an Uber as an example, right? So how can you actually evoke emotion? Often I say that and then people are like, I don't fucking know how. And then like this marketing thing's like 10 layers deep. It's not about that. It's about getting really clear on the problems or challenges that your market are facing and the desired outcomes. Or potentially if you have that spin, something like the drink driving ad is like, what don't you want? So if that I was to market and I wanted to go down that route with that lens, I could speak to, okay, you don't want to be sitting there at your desk overwhelmed with content and then your business doesn't grow because you decided to not focus on your marketing. And like, you could really take that approach whether you're really evoking emotions and then what are the consequences to that? And you could really go down that route too. So it's really important that you understand the problems and challenges that your market are facing and their desired outcomes. So point two that I have is that you're not actually addressing these problems and challenges or the desired outcomes in your marketing. Potentially you're just trying to like sell the logistics and it doesn't feel like the offer that you're selling is actually solving that problem for them, right? So I want to give you an example. On the video of this podcast, I currently have my Stanley cup here. I'm like ASMR. I want to give you an example of where that we could just go, here's a cup, right? It holds your water for you and you drink it out of a straw. There's that. Or I could really sell you this where I'm like, have you ever gotten so sick of when you're like working at your desk, potentially you're at the uni, you're, you know, working in a corporate job and you feel like you're always filling up your glass with water. You've always got to walk back upstairs or walk to the tap and fill up your glass. And it feels like you're not actually hitting your daily water intake goals because you're constantly filling up water, right? Or potentially you're like, okay, I could solve that problem with a water bottle, but the water bottle's ugly, right? Or sometimes they leave that like plastic taste in your mouth and it feels like a first world problem, but picking up a big 1 liter water bottle, it's like heavy, clunky, annoying, or it goes warm really quick. You've got your plastic water bottle and then it is warm within an hour and you want to drink nice, cold, fresh water. Or then when you've got that cold water, maybe you add some ice to your water bottle, then there's condensation all over your desk. I just addressed some problems for you that you might face with your current water drinking situation. Then enter in the Stanley. This can solve that problem for you. It's aesthetic. It looks really cute. You don't have to pick it up to drink. You can drink it out the straw. The water stays cold all day. You only have to refill it like twice or three times throughout the entire day. There's no condensation on your desk, right? We're really solving a problem for someone. They're like, oh my gosh, convenience. Hello. Right? And I would say in like the water bottle / water holder, if we're going to call it that, market, Stanley is pretty well up there, right? In terms of pricing and things like that. So how does this actually compare to the competitors? We're actually marketing it as a top tier, top level product because it's for the person that values convenience and that values aesthetic over getting a cheap deal. Right? So we're speaking to the person that doesn't actually have the time to constantly go and fill up their glass with water. We're speaking to the person that actually values wanting a cute looking water bottle, right? And they're happy to invest in that. So that's a perfect example of where that you need to address the problems and struggles that your target market may be facing and how that your offer or product actually solves that problem for them. The next piece to this is really offering your offer as the solution. So what's really important in this is you can do all of the work, right? Address the problems, address the desires. Your target market are there, watching your content, reading your email, watching your YouTube video, whatever you're using. You're like, oh my gosh, yes, 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 yep, this is me. They get so much value out of your content. And then you don't actually give them the next steps of where to go, right? You've done all of this hard work. You're like 90% there, and then you don't give them anything. So whether that's not actually saying this thing is going to solve the problem. So you're like, do you experience X, Y, and Z with your water drinking situation? Imagine being able to have a cute cup and you know you only have to fill it up once or twice in the day, blah, 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 insert all the desires. And they're like, oh my God, yeah, that's me. And then that's the end, like, ta-da. You need to offer your product or service as the solution. Enter in the Stanley Cup, blah, 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 blah. That's when you can actually sell the logistics of your offer, product, service, insert your thing, right? So you need to actually solution sell, and you need to have a clear call to action or the next step. I hear a lot of people around call to actions, they're like, humans aren't stupid, they'll figure it out. You don't need to tell everyone what to do. Yes, you do. Because if you don't know, you don't know, right? So you actually need to give direction. So whether it's check the link below this video to, you know, buy your Stanley Cup, whether it's DM me this word and I'll send you over some more information, whether it's send me a message and I want to have a conversation with you, whatever it is, whatever you want your audience to do from that piece of content, tell them. Doesn't need to be complicated. It doesn't need to be this like whole process for them. You want it to be a really simple, seamless process where you're just giving them one simple step to follow, and then you can do the rest of the work for them, whether that's automated, whatever it might be, but tell them what you want them to do. Shop via the link in my bio. There are so many call to actions, but have a call to action. The next piece, which I briefly touched on before, but I really just want to reiterate, which I know that you'll probably be picking up on through the content of this, is don't just sell the logistics. That is a huge place where people go wrong with their marketing, is they just sell the logistics, where it's just the energy of, this is made out of stainless steel, plastic, there's a straw for you to drink out of, there's a handle, it is a neutral cream color. I'm holding up my Stanley, by the way, for anyone on the podcast format. It holds this much water. How's the difference in that? The logistics of the actual product, we don't really care about. When I bought this, I still don't even know, like, is it actually made out of stainless steel? Do not microwave. Like, I don't even know. You know? I don't care about that. I care about the problems that it solves for me. So the same thing's going to apply. Yes, it's important to give logistics when that people are ready at that point to buy. Okay, so for me, the biggest thing, how much is this? Cool, I want it. How much is it? Where do I get it from? Right? Logistics are important, don't get me wrong, but they're not the thing. You should not be wasting your time just pushing logistics, 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 because people don't care. You need to be focusing on the actual marketing. Okay, fifth and final point for this podcast around where that and reasons that your content isn't actually converting, or where that you're going wrong with your content, is that you just sell, right? And you'll be like, Taylor, you've just told me about marketing and selling and that I need to sell and that I need to market. What do you mean? I'm confused. What I mean by this is when that we actually look at the ratio of the content that you're putting out, if the content that you're putting out is like 99% of the time just you trying to sell, you're not going to sell. Humans actually don't like being sold to, right? It's when you're scrolling on your Instagram and you get ad, or when the ads come on your TV, what do? You flick to another channel where there's ads not on, right? When you're walking down a shopping center and there's people in the middle and they're trying to sell to you, you don't want to be sold to, right? So it's really important with your marketing that you're not just putting out salesy content, right? You actually need to be putting out content where that you give value and you actually build trust with your audience. When we actually look at like a funnel of marketing people, we need to attract people, right? That's going to be through marketing. That's going to be through our value-based content, speaking to the problems, the desires, really appealing people to your brand and your services that you offer, or maybe you offer products. Then you want to build trust with them. So you've got them in. Okay, cool. It's this fitness coach. It's this clothing brand. How do you build trust with them, right? How can you actually build a relationship with your audience, then convert them, right? But you're not going to convert them without doing the attraction-based content well either, right? So it's all really, really important and it's all really cohesive. But you can't just do conversion-based content. You can't just sell. It's important because that's what you need to sell, but it's also really important that you give value and you also build trust with your audience. So whether that's through who you are as a service provider, whether that's actually building trust in terms of the value that you give, so people get a lot of valuable information, insights, maybe they can start applying some of the tips, tricks, and insights that you give to your audience and it starts working, that's going to build trust, right? And trust is a whole other conversation, which let me know if you want me to do a podcast really unpacking like the pillars to trust and why that we really trust people, sellers, and things like that. Let me know because it will literally be a whole other episode. But it's really important that your content is diverse and you're not just selling in your content. So to summarize, your target market, you need to understand them in every way, shape, and form. You need to create content that they're going to want to consume, that they understand. You need to be able to create content that addresses their problems, struggles, and their desires. You need to be able to position your offer as the solution with a clear call to action and not just sell the logistics either. And the only content that you should produce shouldn't be selling-based content. So I hope you loved this episode. Please give it a share. Let me know how that you found it. Any key takeaways, send me a DM over on Instagram. I freaking love hearing the podcast feedback. I love seeing you guys sharing it on your stories, when you're listening on your walks, drives, whatever it might be. But I hope you have the most incredible rest of your day whenever you're listening to this. And I will catch you in the next episode.